severe thunderstorm watch. Good morning. 00 hours. Rain. 66 degrees. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good morning. 0100 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 60 degrees. Updated weather. Special weather statement. Severe thunderstorm watch. Special weather statement. Severe thunderstorm watch. Special weather statement. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe thunderstorm watch. Severe the National Weather Service has cleared all products for our area. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Cloudy. 62 degrees.
Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie, India, this is Kilo Echo 8, Kilo Oscar Bravo, you're on the air, Jeff, over. Kilo 8, Kilo Charlie, India, this is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Oscar Bravo, you're on the air, over.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Rain. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Rain. 65 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Rain. 65 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Rain. 65 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees.
KVNIS XH. New Berlin, Wisconsin. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees.
KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile. KC8YVF Mobile.
Good afternoon, WDAPKL Portable.
Portable station, good afternoon, or evening now, I guess. This is Ron, KC8YVF, just headed home from work.
Oh, okay, Ron. Name here is Robert, Bob, Whiskey Delta 8, Papa Kilowatt Lima. I don't get on the air very often, but today I am, so good afternoon. How you doing?
Oh, good to have you on the air. I'm doing fine. Like I said, just headed home from work, so that makes the day a lot better. Just waiting to see what transpires this evening with the weather. If we have to have sky warn activation for spotters tonight or not. We did go to a warning last night, little after 9 o'clock. We have our radio net on Monday nights for Saginaw at on this repeater, and from 9 until approximately 10 or so. But, yeah, the warning held off till the net was over, and then we just kind of played the waiting game. Once that the storms went through, we went into the watch last night or this morning till 5 a.m. this morning, but just had light thunder showers, nothing major. We'll see what transpires tonight, though. Back over to you, KC8YVF.
Yeah, I know, Ron. I'm one of the weather spotters myself. I just took the class again, and I hadn't done it in a few years, but I thought, well, maybe we ought to go start doing that again. They are calling for high winds tonight. I got that much off the weather. Up to 70 miles an hour and greater. So I just built my ground-mounted vertical antenna. And I'm gonna, I've got it on a tilt base, so I'm gonna lower that thing down. I'm not gonna leave it up. Not with that kind of wind. And you know there's guy ropes and that on there. I don't trust that. Not that, you know, too much of a chance of something going wrong. And those antennas aren't cheap, so I'm going to take it down here in a little bit. Anyway, back to you.
Well, good to have you as a spotter. Like I said, if we do, we do have spotter activations on this net. They're on this frequency for nets for any reports of information. So you're welcome to join in at that point. Dave, W-A-D-W, is normally our net control for any type of skyboard activation. I am the emergency coordinator for Saginaw County for the ham radio portion of it. So I'm the liaison to National Weather Service in White Lake. As they feed the information to me, I feed it to Dave at NET, and we'll take any type of spotter reports. Yeah, it's a good idea lowering the antenna. I have seven antennas up. My HF are wire, so not a real big problem there, but the rest of them, the other five are verticals. So unfortunately, they are not a tilt-over type. Two of them are on masts that could be lowered, but I've never lowered them. They've been up there for 20-some years and haven't had a problem. So usually there's a fairly low wind load on those antennas, so I don't worry too much about them. But where are you located?
Ron, I'm over here in Carlton. My house is on Lorraine.
Okay. Yeah, our club president, Mike, KD8MMH, is over on Carlton, and I don't recall what the road is. He's right off Michigan, just north of Shattuck, like one road north of Shattuck and one road in from Shattuck, where he's at. Yeah, I'm always looking for spotters, typically in the Freeland area in the southern part of the county, because most of the storms we get either go through northern Saginaw County, southern Bay Midland, or they split off and go, and a majority of them go through the south end, through Chesneen, St. Charles, Oakley, down in that area, and then head east out to Frankenmuth and Birch Run and that. And I have one spotter down there in Oakley, and we just got him. So I'm always looking for more spotters in that south end of the county, because that's where majority of our storms go.
Yeah, that's true. That's right. Well, I forget now what the wind survival of this antenna is. It's a Hustler 5 band. And I'd have to look again to see what the wind load is on it, but it's not very much. That's still not the idea. That DX Engineering, all right, developed an extra heavy lower section, but you'd have to buy that extra, you know. And they say that it doubles the survivability of the antenna. I thought, well, if we put guy ropes on it, that'll keep it from swinging around too much. But there's stakes in dirt. And if you get a high enough wind, you could rip those stakes right out of the ground.
Oh, yeah, you always can't depend on that. I know that's Our issue is our antennas that are up for various repeaters in the county that the club owns and other members of the club own is keeping those up. The transmitter antenna for this repeater is up about 120 feet on a tower off in Rosine Towers across from the courthouse. So, wind loads on that one, you've got a tower that's 18 feet above the tallest part of the roof, and then the antenna on top of that. It's a four-bay folded guy pole. So, yeah, it is guy wired to various structures of the building, but, again, like you said, that doesn't guarantee it. So we haven't had a problem, but we cross our fingers every time we get in a strong windstorm. That those antennas survive. And that's something Tuscola County last year in a windstorm lost their tower. The tower folded on them and came down. So they lost the repeater and still working to get that back up to the standards that they had before. So, all right, Bob, I'm going to let you go here. I just pulled into the driveway. I'm going to head in and grab some dinner and see what happens from... Information from one of my other guys stating that basically after 8 o'clock, they're looking for storms to start coming in, and it is clouding up considerably from where it was earlier today. So the clouds are coming. I'll have to go take a look at radar and see what's building back there. But you are welcome to check in, like I said, to the net if it is active, and we'll give instructions, or Dave will give instructions on what we need as far as information. Obviously, if you've taken a class, you know the criteria. And then the different levels of net as we do that. We have three levels, a standby or green net, where everybody's welcome to comment and that. When we go into any type of a thunderstorm warning, we go to a condition yellow. The only thing we take at that point is reports of any severe weather damage, anything like that, but basically it's radio silence unless you're reporting damage or severe weather conditions that meet the criteria. If we get into a tornado warning, that goes to a condition red, same thing. You're reporting only severe weather information based on the criteria, no general conversation at that point. So that's what we got. Maybe we'll hear you tonight. Hopefully not. Hopefully the weather passes us by. We have a calm evening. So we'll talk to you later. Catch you again. Good to hear you on the air. This is KC8YBF. Back over to you.
Yeah, all right, Ron. Well, the kitchen's full of smoke, so dinner's about ready. When it's smoking, it's cooking. When it's black, it's done. You know how it is. Anyway, 7-3. Have a good night. WD8PKL.
All right, I know that one. When the smoke detector goes off in the garage, we know the kitchen's got enough things going on. So have a good evening, 73. This is KC8YBF clear.
KFA EDQ listening.
Good evening. 1800 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 74 degrees.
Kilo Echo 8, United Radio Victoria, standby.
Updated weather. Flood watch. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 70 degrees. Flood watch. Flood watch. Updated weather. Tornado watch.
Attention all radio operators, Skywarn spotters, for a update from the National Weather Service. National Weather Service has issued a tornado watch, starting at 8:55 this evening until 4 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time Wednesday. National Weather Service issued tornado watch 113 in effect until 4 a.m. Wednesday for the following areas. They include Saginaw Bay, Livingston, Macomb, Midland, Monroe, Oakland, Cadillac, Shiawassee, St. Clair, Tuscola, Washtenaw, and Wayne counties. Again, we are under a tornado watch until 4 a.m. All spotters, do I have any spotters that are online? KC5VF, Saginaw County Skywarn. Saginaw County is under a tornado watch until 4 a.m. Again, tornado watch until 4 a.m. KC5VF.
Tornado watch, flood watch. Good evening, 21 hours. Cloudy, 67 degrees.
KCBOA.
Good evening, Rick. Obviously, you know we're under until 4 a.m.
All right, I'm assuming you're on your HD.
Yes, sir, HD in the family room.
Okay. Yeah, I had a hard time hearing you on the air, so I put my bigger antenna back on. I'll have to switch back here a little bit. KCBOA.
Copy that. Yeah, I'm on. If I walk over to the other side of the room, I get better transmission. KC8VOA, KC8YVF.
KC2A.
Yeah, Rick, do you have your DMR radio?
Yeah, I've got it in hand.
I took my DMR to work today and forgot to bring it back home with me. So it is, I don't have access to NWS for MICON control station. So I was going to say, if you've got your DMR monitor event channel 1, they will probably go on the air since it includes pretty much all of lower Michigan. W, this is KC8YVF.
Yeah, WDW here. I'm actually on Echo Link.
Okay, obviously you know that we're on a tornado watch here until 4 a.m. You'll just kind of watch things. I got Rick out there as well. I just came in to look at radar here to see what's coming in here, but just be apprised of that if we need activation here at some point tonight. KC8YVF.
Yeah, okay, real good. Yeah, I'm having, with my ankle, I'm having problems getting up and down to the stat. So I'm on Echo Link. So hopefully this ankle thing will straighten out in a day or two. Boy, that's probably the problem. But yeah, I'll at least be on around here till 10:30. I'm not sure about after that. KC8YVF, WADW.
Okay, I'll probably be up until the watch goes down or the weather dissipates, I guess. So, all right. Thanks. KC's my ZF. This is KC's my ZF for Saginaw County Skywarn. Just information, Saginaw County, that's pretty much all of the lower portion of the lower peninsula from Bay County, Midland County on south is under a tornado watch until 4 a.m. Repeating, Saginaw County is under a tornado watch until 4 a.m. KC Plazia, Saginaw County Skyline.
Tornado watch. Flood watch. Tornado watch. Flood watch. Tornado watch. Flood watch. Good evening. 22 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Tornado watch. Flood watch. Tornado watch. Flood watch. Tornado watch. Flood watch. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 66 degrees. Tornado watch. Flood watch.
This is KCYZF for Saginaw County Skywarn. Saginaw County is still under a tornado watch at this time until 4 a.m. Storms are moving in the general direction. There is a tornado warning out for Gratiot County. The storms are tracking in a north-northeasterly direction. So please watch weather radar, local TV, for updates and information. This is KC8YDF, Saginaw County Skywarn.
This is KC8YDF for Saginaw County Skywarn. Saginaw County is now under a tornado warning. Repeating, Saginaw County, southeast part of Saginaw County is now under a tornado warning. All spotters, if you're out there, be aware of the conditions at this point. Report any information that you have meets reporting criteria, funnel crawlouts, hail, winds in excess of 60 miles an hour, and rains over 1 inch in an hour. This is KC8YVF, Saginaw County Skywarn. YVF for Saginaw County Skywarns. We, in addition to the tornado warning for Saginaw County, we also have a severe thunderstorm warning for the county as well. Repeating, the severe thunderstorm warning and tornado warning for Saginaw County, southwest part of the county, moving northeast. This is KC8YVF, Saginaw County Skywarn.
KC8YVF, KPR.
Station calling, go ahead.
Ron, this is November 8th, to Papa Romeo. Bob and Frankenmuth, and I just have sprinkles here. I'm in the southeast corner of Saginaw County, so in Frankenmuth. And I just have some sprinkles, a lot of cloud-to-ground lightning, but that's about it here.
Okay, Bob, thanks. Remember, spotters, we are under condition red right now. If you have any information, report only severe weather criteria at this point. Again, tornadoes, funnel clouds, hail in excess of nickel-sized hail, wind gusts in excess of 60 miles an hour, or rain in excess of 1 inch per hour. Those are the reporting criteria for condition red at this point. Other than that, please maintain radio silence for any stations that have to report severe criteria conditions. This is KCYVF, Saginaw County Skywarn.
Just want to let you know what it's like over here, Ron. Sending KPR. KCYVF, we have tornado sirens going off here in Frankenmuth.
Copy that, Bob. Tornado sirens going off in Frankenmuth area, KC8YVF.
Tornado sirens going off in Hemlock, NATV.
Copy that information in Hemlock, KC8YVF.
KACB, again, sirens in Carlton. Is there any information about any touchdowns?
Negative, negative. There is no confirmation of it. This is a tornado warning. It is radar indicated. Radar indicated at this point. We do not have confirmation of any touchdown at this point. This is KC8YVF.
Sirens going off at Mondale and Shattuck.
Lawndale and Shattuck, copy that, KC8YVF.
This is KC8YVF, Saginaw County Skywarn. I'm on air at primary station. Again, Saginaw County is under severe thunderstorm warning and primarily a tornado warning. Sirens have been activated in the county at this point. Anyone, spotters listening, please take cover at this point in a secure area of your house, central area, or in lower level, the basement, any place like that. This is KC8YVF, Saginaw County Skywarn. There has been no confirmation of any touchdown. It is radar indicated at this point. KC8YVF, Saginaw County.
Tornado warning. Tornado watch. Severe thunderstorm warning. Flood watch.